This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi's dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister stressed that the Indus Waters Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped. Dr. Jaishankar held a conversation with acting Afghan Foreign Minister Maulvi Amir Khan Mutaki yesterday and appreciated his condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Dr. Jaishankar welcomed Mr. Mutaki's firm rejection of recent attempts to create distrust between India and Afghanistan through false and baseless reports. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he underlined India's traditional friendship with the Afghan people and continuing support for their development needs. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has redefined India's policy against terrorism and any attack on Indian soil will be considered as an act of war. He termed Operation Sindoor as the biggest action taken by India against terrorism in the history and a testament to the nation's commitment to go to any extent to eliminate the menace. Addressing the troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended the Indian Armed Forces for their valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. The government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Celebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order issued, the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. Celebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aero bridges and warehouses services at airports across 9 cities including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kannur. India and the European Union have launched two major research and innovation initiatives aimed at tackling marine plastic litter and developing waste to hydrogen technologies. These initiatives were introduced with a joint investment of 391 crore rupees. Delhi Police's IFSO unit has busted an international syndicate running a digital arrest scam and recovered over 2 crore rupees. The police said that the con men impersonated as officials from the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India and the Maharashtra Police. The fraudsters duped the victim by falsely claiming that several FIRs had been registered against him and threatened with arrest. Investigation into the matter is underway to trace other members of the network. The High Court of Justice in London yesterday rejected a new bail request by Nirav Modi, who is in prison there. He is wanted in India for the 13,000 crore rupees Punjab National Bank fraud case along with his uncle Mehul Choksi. Nirav had asked for bail while waiting for a decision on his extradition. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced he will not attend the upcoming peace talks with Russia in Istanbul. However, Ukraine will send a delegation led by Defense Minister Rustem Umerov to support effort towards de-escalation. Speaking in Ankara, President Zelensky reaffirmed Ukraine's commitment to dialogue but expressed doubts about Russia's intentions. He pointed out the absence of key decision-makers among Moscow's representatives. The Istanbul talks follow a proposal by Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday to resume direct negotiations with Ukraine. However, the Kremlin later said that President Putin would not attend the talks. Russia will instead be represented by presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky. The negotiations are expected to take place today. India's two-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw Neeraj Chopra will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.